welcome back. Joining us now is workplace culture analyst, author, speaker, and expert on leadership and workplace culture, Bobby Albert. Good morning, Bobby. How are you?
Good morning on this first day of spring.
No, is this spring? Finally. It's good to talk to you again. The survey we're going to talk about is from Career Builder, and it is the idea that half of employees lose sleep over work. And when they say that in the headline, is that concern over work, or is that because they're taking work home? They're being called upon by their bosses? Because there's many ways one can lose sleep over work. Can you distill that down for me?
Well, it's actually all of those things. You really gave a good list there, and it's all of those. You know, there's just something about us Americans that we feel like we've got to be wired 24/7 and we're tired. We take a pill to go to sleep, and we drink caffeine to wake up or to stay awake. And the symptom of lack of sleep, and even in some cases, people even dreaming about their work, has a root cause to it. When you have perhaps maybe the leader and or employees, when they find that their identity, who they are, is in their work, you're going to have sleepless nights. Now, here's a couple questions to maybe help people understand. Is there a possibility that their identity is in their work? And that is, what do you think about the most? What do you talk about the most? Where do you spend most of your time? And by answering those questions, a person may find that their identity of who they are is in their work, and perhaps maybe they have their priorities out of line.
So, Bobby, I can only speak for myself, and I'm in a unique position because my work is kind of a lifestyle and certainly an identity of me. At least my on-air persona is part of my work. It's the entirety of it. And I used to live my work, but then I got fired, and that happens in radio a lot. And I think that was the moment when I said, if I'm so wrapped up in this and it goes away, what am I really? And I think that helped me say, fine, there is a distinction between work and home. But how can somebody find that distinction without being fired and having something that, you know, that heavy be the catalyst?
Well, that's a very powerful question. And that is that we need to build, all of us need to build more margin in our life. We need to find the opportunity to change the channel, unplug, recharge our batteries. Because the challenge we have is that we seem to think that everything about our work is urgent. And we get mixed up, but we treat everything with urgency, and things that are very important in our life, and in some cases it is work, depending of the situation, is that at that moment is that we get those mixed up. And so we end up this wired 24/7. And, you know, like, it's interesting what you commented, because a lot of millennials work this way. They're learning how to integrate work and their life, and I find it even in my own life now is to integrate. But the key is here is, and this gets to dealing with the symptom, the root cause is that allowing other people to control your calendar. In other words, the solution is I must control that calendar.
So when it comes to control, I think one of the problems a lot of employees have is in work, right to work states. If there's something that's important to me and my boss calls on me outside of regular hours, I feel as though myself and others in situations in right to work states, their options are limited. The ability to say no is limited by the fact that they can be fired at any time for any reason.
Well, that's another very good question, is because on everything rises and falls on leadership, and some employees work for a leader that place this kind of demand out of their employees of needing to be available 24/7. But I can assure you what I've observed and what I've seen for many years is that when I made sure that our people got away from work during the work week, they were able to go home and unplug, and even on the weekend as well. And I even myself did everything I could to avoid contacting them so they could unplug. But what I saw when they came back the next workday or on a Monday, they came back more productive and brought better solutions to the problems we were dealing with in our business, more creative solutions.
With that sense of urgency, and I think it doesn't just, it's not just the, you know, the regular workers. I think it's throughout American workplaces, this idea that everything needs to be done now. Does that add to the idea of the loss of a leader versus a boss, when a boss is the one who's getting that urgency from above and transferring it to the people below him, whereas a leader might be able to handle that a little differently? Do you think just the culture of the American workplace is making it more difficult to be a leader?
Well, you're asking some very good questions, because what you see in the workplace, leaders typically nowadays are so driven for results that they have lost sight of the relationship side, the people side of their business, and that deals with their employees. You know, when I mentioned is that the leader needs to learn to create some barriers, you know, because of this sense of urgency. You know, like after hours, let's say, or on the weekend, I get an idea. And this was the kind of boundary line I set for myself, is that if I needed to talk to somebody about something after hours on the weekend, I would make sure and get permission from them for me to be able to contact them. Otherwise, to avoid this sense of urgency, just because an idea popped in my head, instead of sending them an email, I sent myself an email to remind me to talk to this person about that particular issue.
It's like technology, and I think technology is what has played into this sense of urgency. The fact that we can contact someone immediately is what makes us contact them immediately. But it's as though we forgot that we still have a pen and paper and we can just write ourselves a note, or in your case, send yourself an email. We don't have to contact someone immediately, but because the opportunity is there, we use it. And I think that's, how do we, as a culture and as a people, just say, oh, I don't really need to text someone about this?
Well, yes, there's something in our total culture of our society that is pushing this into the workplace, of this sense of urgency. And so if perhaps let's say it's an employee that's wanting to build margin in their life, and they have these demands on their boss or their supervisor, my suggestion would be is for them to go to that boss or supervisor and say, look, I feel like I need to build margin in my life. What can we do to where I feel like I don't need to respond to emails that they may have, they're not necessarily important, but they have a sense of urgency that we can deal with tomorrow. Can we work out something about that? And if you can't, then because of the competitiveness now in the workplace, is that people may need to seek employment somewhere else if they can't seem to build margin in their life where they are.
Bobby Albert, Workplace Culture Analyst, thank you so much for your time. Always a pleasure to speak to you.
Yes, thank you. Have a great morning.
You too. 888-574-2723, the number into the studio. What Bobby just touched on, I think the hardest thing is for people to say, you know what, I'm going to look elsewhere. The risk of leaving something not only assured, you know, you have the job in hand, the checks are clearing, and you're probably comfortable. You know, I just see things and read things about people talking about their bosses and, you know, or the job and how they hate it. And I get it. You know, you got to keep paying the bills. But as he said, it's a competitive market out there. So there are definitely places to go. But it's a hard, it's easy to say it. Say, hey, go look for another job. Well, when are you supposed to do that? You got to take days off for that. You got to do interviews. And you got to pay to keep paying the bills. I don't know about you, but I certainly couldn't just quit this job today. Not that I would want to. I'm entirely happy here. Everything is great. They allow me to do whatever I want for the most part on this show, yeah, aside from swear, because that's costly. The FCC frowns on that. But I couldn't just go, you know what, I'm going to quit this job and look. You have to look at the same time, and then that causes stress in the workplace because you feel like maybe you're leaving hints that you're leaving, because we all know the game that's played when somebody's leaving. We all know somebody who's been searching for a job in the workplace. You're like, oh, yeah, they're looking. We can tell. Because they just seem distracted or they're half-assed in something. And I think technology plays a big part in it. This idea of urgency. And we misuse it so much. And I'm just as guilty. When I text someone, I expect an immediate response. But if it's that important, why wouldn't I just call them? And I had this discussion with my wife the other day. And sometimes I don't even listen to my own advice. We were trying to get an answer on something. I had a question that a business dealing we had, and she just said, I'll text. I go, well, just call. You have the number. Call directly. Get an answer. Now, the text did work out, and we got our answer eventually, but if we just use technology in the wrong ways sometimes, I think, and it's to our detriment.